There, boys and girls, this is the Children's Bible Club coming to you from Santa Rosa Christian Academy of Florida in Milton, Florida. Choir, and I do trust that every Bible Club listener today will be sure that he's on the Lord's side and will stand with the Lord Jesus Christ without apology. Here's a good letter that was an encouragement. I'd like to tell you what a great program you have for the children. I've listened to your program every Saturday morning on WCTL, Union City, Pennsylvania. I work with children and would like to know if I could order some of the stories. Well, you surely can. And we'll send a catalog for those who ask for it. And we're thankful that we're able not only to give the gospel on the radio, but through the printed, visualized gospel stories. If you'd like to have a brochure, write to me today, Aunt Carolyn, Box 643, Milton, Florida. We'll send you one right out. And here's the choir. Jimmy, what happened to your barn door? Jimmy ignored the startling question and tried intently to get his buddy's mind back on their two-man ball game. The barn made a keen backstop, but now Jimmy wished they'd played somewhere else. He drew in his breath and wound up for another pitch. Hold it, Jimmy, just hold it. Ricky turned away from the home plate and ignored Jimmy's snazzy wind-up. This beats all I've ever seen. What in the world messed up this barn door so? Some people ought to mind their own business, thought Jimmy. But out loud he replied, "Oh, forget it. Play ball." That door was a sore spot in Jimmy's life. The whole thing was like a bad memory, but in a way it was a blessing. It happened when he was 8 or 9 years old, and he seemed to be just forever getting into trouble. Oh, it was trouble of his own making, to be sure. If he didn't leave the gate open so the calves got out, he left the milk bucket uncovered so the cat fell in. If he didn't loaf around and go to school without his homework, he dawdled and came home late and was late with his chores. There seemed to be no end to Jimmy's disobedience and mischief. Finally, After one of Dad's long talks with Jimmy, he said, "All right, son. Now, every time you do something disobedient or bad, I want you to go out to the barn and nail a roofing tack in the barn door. Maybe that'll help you realize how often this wrongdoing of yours is happening." At times, Jimmy tried hard, determined he'd never have to drive another tack in that barn door. Then he'd lapse back to his old self and nail one tack right after the other. Once, he played possum when Mother called him in the morning. Oh, he's awake all right and heard her, but he pulled the covers up round his head and pretended not to hear her call. It caused Mom wasted time and a trip upstairs to call him, but he thought it was fun to get extra minutes in the bed. Later on in the day, though, he knew he'd done wrong, and he finally nailed a hammer in the door. Another tack went in the day he put a frog in the teacher's desk, and another went in the day he put Mom's red pepper and chili powder in the chicken feed. Oh, the roosters and the hens nearly went crazy, flying and flopping all over the yard. There were feathers everywhere. It was so funny, Jimmy cackled almost as loudly as the poor old hens. That is, until Dad walked up to see what all the commotion was about. Every lie, every bad word, every smart aleck act caused another tack to be driven in the barn door. Until one evening, Jimmy came to supper with his hands stuffed in his pockets and stood silently beside Dad's chair. "What is it, Jim?" Dad asked with concern.
Jimmy hesitated.
"Well, Dad, it's just that..." "Speak up, son. What is it?" Dad looked up just in time to see a big hot tear slide down the boy's cheek and splatter on his checkerboard shirt. Dad put out his arm and drew Jimmy to himself. "Okay, buddy, let's talk. What's the trouble?"
Well, Dad, I went out to drive another tack in the barn door, but it's all full. There's no room for another tack." And Jimmy burst into sobs. "Oh, Dad, I'm sorry. I'm sorry for all the wrong things I've done. I don't mean to be mean, but it just seems I'm that way. Oh, I don't know why I'm so bad. Oh, Dad, the barn door is full."
Dad spoke quietly but firmly. "Ah, this is the day I've been waiting for, Jim. The day when you would see all your doings not as just pranks and mischief, not as just something I didn't want you to do, but as wrongdoing, as sin in God's sight. For the first time, you're seeing yourself as God sees you, sinful, disobedient, and self-willed against Him. You're seeing that your wrong is from the inside, from a sinful, rebellious heart. Now, the good news of the gospel is, as I've told you before, that Christ died for sinners like you. He knows you were born with a sinful heart, and you've proved it to God and to everyone else by the wrong things you've done. But Jim, Jesus Christ, God's Son, loves you in spite of your sin. He never did any sin, yet He was willing to take the punishment God would have given you for your sin. Jesus gave His life on the cross of Calvary. He died in your place. You've come in tonight and shown that you're really sorry for all your sin and wrongdoing. Now all there is for you to do is to repent, ask God to forgive your sins, and accept Christ's payment. Receive the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior and put your faith in Him." And right there by Dad's chair, Jimmy prayed and asked the Lord Jesus to forgive his sin and to be his Savior. Oh, what a happy day! What a happy day! Oh, he was still all boy, but now he had the Holy Spirit living within to help him do right and be the right kind of boy. One day, Jim's dad said, "I'm proud of you, Jimmy. You really have been different since you received Christ as your Savior. I tell you what, all those tacks out there in the barn door were put there whenever you did something wrong. Now why don't you do just the opposite? Every time you do something right, go pull a tack out of the door." Boy, that was an assignment Jim was glad to get. It was a joy to pull Tax out of the barn door for doing right. He cleaned his room extra well without being forced. He shined at his shoes. He even carried in firewood for old Mrs. Graves and wouldn't take any pay for it. And boy, one by one, the Tax came out. One day he led his buddy to the Lord Jesus Christ, and he pulled out 2 Tax that day 'cause he thought that was worth it. Time passed, and slowly the Tax disappeared. And one day Jim stood by his daddy's chair again. "Dad, I pulled the last Tack out of the door."
"Well, that's great, son. I'm so proud of you."
"But, Dad..."
"Well, what is it, Jim? I thought you'd be happy about getting those Tacks out."
"I am, Dad, but you ought to see the barn door. Every place I pulled a Tack out, it left an ugly hole in the door."
Once again, Jim and Dad had a long talk.
"Well, Jim, I've noticed the barn door, too, and all the scars the Tacks left in the wood. But if all those Tacks left such scars in the barn door, what do you think all those sins did to your life?"
"To be sure, the Lord Jesus Christ forgave you of every one when you received him as your Savior, but sin always leaves scars that go with you through life. Whatsoever a man soweth, that shall he also reap. I'm thankful that you've already accepted Christ and that now he's guiding your life. As you live for him and do his will, there won't need to be any more scars. Your life can be used in service for the Lord and in winning souls for him." Jim thanked his dad for his help and went on to his room with a song in his heart. But he never forgot how awful sin was and what terrible scars it could leave. He asked the Lord to guide his life each day to keep him in God's way according to God's word. Now, boys and girls, what about you? Are you still wanting your own way, doing your own will, rebellious against God, still driving Tacks in the barn door, still sinning against God and keeping the Lord Jesus Christ out of your heart? Won't you do as Jimmy did? Realize that all your sin is against God. You're a sinner, and you need God's forgiveness. Accept the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior. His blood will cleanse and forgive every sin. Whosoever believeth on him shall not be ashamed. Don't put off salvation. Every day you live without Jesus just means that many more sins, that many more scars in your life. Don't let the sins pile up any higher. Accept Jesus Christ now, and give your life to him to please him and do his will. And now God bless you until next week.
Into my heart. Into my heart.
You have been listening to the Children's Bible Club broadcast with Aunt Carolyn and the Children's Bible Club Choir. The program is heard each week on this station at this same time. And we hope you will join us again next week. And be sure to tell your best friend to listen too. The Children's Bible Club is produced by the Santa Rosa Christian Academy of Florida in Milton, Florida. Be sure to write to Aunt Carolyn this week for information about the storybooks and tapes that are produced by the Children's Bible Club. These books and tapes can be used in Sunday school classes, day school, summer camp work, daily vacation Bible school, or in the home for story time. Aunt Carolyn would like to hear from you today. Be sure to mention the call letters of the radio station that you're listening to. Her address is Aunt Carolyn, Box 643, Milton, Florida, 32570. That's Aunt Carolyn, Box 643, Milton, Florida, 32570.